John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This coming Friday, the Double Vision Tour is coming to Atlantic City. It's Foreigner then and now, and tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. They'll be at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. And joining us now is Lou Gramm. How are you doing?
I'm doing just right.
What prompted the all-original band reunion? I mean, we've been asking for this for the longest time, but how did it come about?
I think because celebrating 45 years of the release of the Double Vision album, It should have happened in the release of the first album, but it didn't, so we didn't want to let the second album get away from us either. So, you know, there was a lot of talk going down and how the logistics would be and this and that. And the guys in the new band, like I say, have been nothing but helpful, great players, great guys, and make us feel totally welcome.
Has Kelly cooked for you yet?
Not yet, but I've heard he's a cooking fool.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get on that.
You should tell him, every interview I do, they ask if you've cooked for me yet.
And I hate to keep telling him no.
How does this work on stage? How are they? What are the logistics of, you know, all of these people being on stage?
The first 45 minutes is the new band playing songs from all the different albums. Uh-huh. And then there's a 15 or 20 minute break. Then the original band comes on and plays about 45 minutes of songs strictly from Double Vision. And then we come out and do I Want to Know What Love Is, And then Hot Blooded. And it's both bands on stage for those two songs.
That's a lot of sound.
It sure is.
Where does this album stand in terms of your favorite Foreigner albums?
The Double Vision album?
Yeah.
I'd say it's one of my favorites. Uh-huh. It's hard really to pick a favorite. They're like your children, you know?
Yeah, sure. Okay, what about a favorite song from this album? Can you go that far?
I like Blue Morning, Blue Day, particularly.
Mick told me this story years ago, but neither Steve or Dave were around for it. The origin of the album's title, Double Vision. You want to explain it to these two? Because it's a very interesting story.
Back in those days, I was a huge New York Rangers fan. You know, it's impossible to get season's tickets. The only way you can get season's tickets is if you know someone who has season's tickets who doesn't want them anymore, you can inherit them from him.
Or they could just die.
Right, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I got someone else's season tickets who weren't going to use them anymore. This time, we were recording in the studio when they were in the playoffs against Philly.
Mm-hmm.
John Davison was
he was the goalie, right?
Yeah, he was the goalie. So we're recording the Double Vision album, and we're in the recording studio recording Double Vision. However, I'm just singing phonetics. I have no words. I have no title to the song. I'm just going blah, 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 blah. Okay? And they're playing the music. We just wanted to get the music down.
Right.
And I had a little 5-inch screen TV in my recording booth.
Okay.
But every time we took a 5-minute break, I'd turn the volume up. And one time I turned the volume up, it just happened that I think it was Bob Battleship Kelly.
All right. The Hound, yeah.
A good pal, yeah.
Yeah.
The Hound.
I thought it was Dave the Hammer Schultz.
You know what? You're right. You are right.
That sounds more like Hammer.
You are right. Anyways, he came across the front of the goal and hit John with the butt side of his stick.
Yeah, that sounds like Dave the Hammer Schultz.
Yeah. Knocked him down. The garden was going insane. I was in the vocal booth screaming, you know. So they helped him up and helped him skate off the rink into the dressing room.
Right.
And the announcer says, we've got good news and bad news. John Davison does not have a concussion, but he is feeling woozy and experiencing double vision.
Wow.
That's crazy. And I said, that's it, damn it, that's it.
Lou Gramm, our guest, the Double Vision Foreigner Then and Now Tour comes to the Hard Rock Atlantic City this coming Friday. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Lou, all the best. Have a great holiday season and enjoy the rest of these shows. You definitely deserve to.
Thanks, guys.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.